The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of AM 1230 WYTS, its staff, management, or parent company, Clear Channel Broadcasting. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in the place of receiving an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for Dentally Speaking with Dr. Brian Kvitko on AM 1230 WYTS. Call 821-1230. That's 821-1230 to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko on AM 1230 WYTS.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Our show is also known as Everything You've Always Wanted to Know About Dentistry, but we're just too numb to ask. Hello, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. Thank you for joining me this morning. It's going to be a great day. Today what we're going to do is some of my Teeth Across America interviews. That's where I go out with my recorder and accost people on the street and ask them about their teeth. Not quite that bad, but I think in some cases people think it is because they look at me like, you're kidding, you want to ask me questions about my teeth? But once we get past that, they seem to settle down, and let's face it, everybody has teeth, right? Even those people that don't anymore used to, and they're still dealing with dental situations because of either their, you know, complete dentures or something like that. So anyway, before we get on to the interviews, I would like to give out Dr. Kvitko's question of the day today. And today the question is not going to be one like typical. A typical format for us is what percentage of this is that. In this case, it's a simple higher or lower type question. The question of the day is the use of laughing gas getting more or less popular over time? So let's say compared to 20 years ago, 10 years ago, whatever, is laughing gas more, it used more or used less than it used to be? All right, very simple. You just call in or email your guess, and your answer will be either less or more. The email address for sending in your guesses is dentallyspeaking on am1230@yahoo.com, and you can call us with your guess at 821-1230. All right? So, I think it'll be interesting, and we will give out the answer later on in the show. The first little soundbite that we're going to listen to It is at our golf outing. You might remember that we have a golf outing. It's for the benefit of the Down Syndrome Association of Central Ohio. I believe it took place August 15th this year. And while I was there, I interviewed a gentleman that happened to work at Broadview Golf Course. And his name was is Ray. And so here, let's go ahead and listen in. So I'm doing some more of my Teeth America interviews, and I'm in Pataskala, and I'm at the Broadview Golf Course. Many of you remember that we were having a golf outing to raise money for the Central Ohio Down Syndrome Association, and we're getting ready to tee off here soon, but before we do, I'm going to interview, I forget your name. What was your name, please?
Ray.
Ray. Okay, Ray, and before we started the talk, you were telling me about something about the Down Syndrome Association. Tell me what that was.
I have a child myself that he's 45 years old, and he's been the greatest thing that ever happened to us.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons why I got behind this, because they're such happy people, aren't they?
Oh, they are. They're very loving, never have a sad moment. I mean, they're happy all the time, and they love sports. He's great on baseball, and he likes a little bit of football, but he's just a great kid all the way around.
Yeah, and what's his name again?
His name is Scott.
Scott. Okay, Scott. So hopefully Scott will listen and he'll hear his name. We do this in support of Libby Turner, who's a patient of ours. But tell me, have there been any special dental considerations for your son, Scott? Did you have trouble finding dental care? How was he in the dental chair?
No, we never had any trouble with his teeth at all, really. The only thing he had was he was like 3 days old and he had an obstructed bowel, and he more or less made medical history when he was 3 weeks old when he was operated on. He only weighed like 2.47 pounds.
Wow, 2.47 pounds. He's 45, so we're talking about 1960-something.
Yeah, 1963.
Okay, so in 1963, he made history by having an operation for a constricted bowel.
Mm-hmm. He had an obstruction in his bowels, and he made a lot of the history books because he was quite tiny.
Yeah, really, 2.4.
I had a magnifying glass on him to do the operation.
So dental care's gone well?
Yeah, he's done real good with his teeth. Yeah, I doubt if he's lost maybe two teeth in his whole life, and he's 45 years old.
Do you think he has good enamel, or is he a good brusher?
He takes good care of his teeth, yeah. We've always pushed that on him, really, and he's been brushing his teeth ever since he was, a year and a half, 2 years old.
Now, I'm curious, because he's 45, does he have his own dental insurance, or does he pay his own bill? How does that work?
No, he doesn't. He's through the state, I know that, because he's been he's not a ward of the state, but he's in the ARC.
Is it MMRD, maybe?
Maybe that's what it is, yeah.
Yeah. I forget what it stands for.
Mother takes care about all that. I don't get too much into that. But, yeah, he's been at the ARC he's worked up there for, I don't know how many years. Long time.
Yeah, I think Libby does, too. They pay them by the piece. Mm-hmm. They go in, they go to work. They have co-workers, buddies. It's really a nice program, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a very nice program. Matter of fact, him and two other boys, they bought a house up on Carl Road.
You're kidding.
Yeah, they bought a house up on Carl Road. Probably 10, 12 years ago, and they still live up there.
Him and two of his co-workers.
Yeah. Two of his real good friends. Well, the one boy, he's getting pretty bad now, but he's more or less wheelchair bound. But, they're doing great, really.
Wow, that's really neat to hear. Now, tell me about your own teeth. I mean, do you go on a regular basis? Do you consider your teeth an attribute?
Well, to be honest with you, I had to go to the dentist and have two of them pulled because I went through cancer last year.
Oh.
I had to have two teeth pulled so it wouldn't mess up the radiation and everything for the next 5 years, so.
Yeah, that's important. People need to realize that gum disease is a disease and they won't allow you to have any disease anywhere in your body before they start that.
Yeah, it was surprised me because I never had any teeth problem at all, but they x-rays and everything, and they said, yeah, you got two that's probably going to be going bad here in the next year or two, so we got to get them out before we do this. And they yanked them out.
Well, sounds like they did the right thing, you got to keep yourself healthy. Got to be here for your son, for one, right?
Well, that's for true. Yeah, that's for sure. I'll have to be around for I'm 68, but I don't think I'll make another 68. My mother's 92, and I don't think I'll get there.
Now, what do you do here at the golf course?
I basically just run the cash register and sell a few pops and sodas and stuff, and that's about it. I don't do any of the outside work.
Do you golf?
Oh, about 5 days a week.
Oh, my goodness. So let's see, you do the cash register. Does that mean if I need a loan, I come to you?
I have to talk to the boss about that.
Okay. Well, Ray, thank you very much for talking with us. And just so that you know, the show is on Sunday mornings on AM 1230. It's WYTS. It's Fox Sports Radio. So tune in. Thanks very much. All right, so I thought that was an interesting interview. A couple things I wanted to clarify. His son Scott works at ARC, A-R-C. It's called ARC Industries. And I did describe that they pay these folks by the piece, and it's a great program. The other thing is, I don't know if you've known or if you've been around many folks that happen to have Down syndrome, especially when they're kids, but they're little buggers. They can be a little bit of a handful. And so I thought it was ironic that at 2 pounds, 4 ounces, he was already full of, you know what I'm talking about. But anyway, and one more thing, the cancer Ray mentioned, he didn't go into it, which surprised me, but his cancer was oral cancer. And the reason that he was having a little trouble talking, there was a little bit of a lisp there that you could probably pick up, was that he had to have part of his tongue removed. Actually, a good-sized piece, so he's actually lucky that he can even speak. And I'm a little sorry that he didn't go into a little more detail. I learned this after we finished the interview, and a little more detail on his oral cancer. But, oral cancer is very devastating, and he does not have a great 5-year survival rate, so we'll just have to see and hope in Ray's case that everything does go well. This next interview was also at the golf outing, and it was just a couple participants that had played around and came out and helped us raise some money. So let's listen in to April and Mike. All right, so we're going to continue our Teeth Across America series, and we are at the golf outing, Dr. Kibitko Golf Classic, the third annual, raising money for the Down Syndrome Association, and I thought I would interview some of the folks that participated, and I have with me...
April.
She had to think about that for a second.
Mike Tinajero.
and Mike. Okay, April and Mike, thanks for talking with me. So, how long have you guys been together?
We've been friends for over a year now, so.
Friends for over a year. And Mike, would you say April has a nice smile?
Oh, definitely.
But do you think you'd have been interested in her if she hadn't?
No, that's one of the things that I noticed first about her, actually. Smiles a lot.
Yeah, yeah. It's very important, isn't it?
Definitely.
Now, do you guys have, do you guys both have dentists? Start with you.
Yes.
And how often do you go?
I try to go every 6 months.
What does try mean?
If my schedule conflicts, then I have to try to reschedule, and sometimes it goes a little longer than 6 months.
Like how long?
I try not to go too long. Oh, my gosh, you throw me under the bus here. Try to go no more than 8 months, 10 months.
Okay, so like once a year?
Okay, I try to go twice.
Anyway, when people say they try, it's like I'll ask them how often do they floss, and they'll say, well, they'll say something like, not as much as I should, which means never, right?
Floss? Never floss.
Okay, well, at least he's honest. He's honest. And how about you, Mike? Do you go to the dentist on a regular basis?
Yeah, like once a year, I would say.
Once a year?
Yeah, okay.
Just like April. who actually goes a little more often than once a year, right?
I try. Okay. I do.
That's more like it. You got to take the word try out of there. All right, so you have a pretty smile. And Mike, what about Mike? If he was missing every other tooth, would you have wanted to date him?
Probably not. I like his teeth.
Do you like his teeth?
I do like his teeth.
Okay. And did you have something you wanted to say?
No.
Okay, he looked like he had a response for that. All right, has anybody, you have any, like, a funny story? Anybody ever chipped a tooth or, like, a story from when you were a kid or something?
Yeah, I've definitely chipped my tooth. One time when I was in college, I used to live in a place that we had lofts, and my friend dropped me the cordless phone from the loft up ahead, and it went straight through my hands right into my front tooth. Chipped it right in half. Happened to be a Saturday morning, and you know, I didn't want to be the guy left at home on Saturday night, so I had to get it fixed that day.
So you're able to find somebody to get it fixed right away?
Yep. And Bowling Green is where I went to school.
And what did they do? Did they put like a plastic filling?
It was a bond.
Is it still on there?
Yep.
Yeah, looks good. Looks good. Do you have you were in your college days, so like 20 something?
Yeah, 21.
Okay, was there drinking involved?
Yes, definitely. Probably about 3 o'clock in the morning.
Okay, so this innocent incident, which you're just dropping the phone, turns out to be a drinking accident, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, what about you, April?
My biggest fear in life is falling and actually hurting my teeth. That's my biggest fear in life.
Really? So do you have, you've actually had a nightmare about it or something?
I mean, if I'm doing anything, if I'm running, I run a lot. If I'm running, I'm very, very careful because I can just see myself falling and breaking my teeth, and I would die if I broke my teeth.
Are you running from Mike?
haven't been running from him yet.
But if you run a lot, he might not be able to catch you,
yeah,
right?
He might not be able to.
So, anyway, do you guys have any questions? Like, normally, you know, you go to the dentist, you're paying the dentist to get advice or information, and I'm not charging you. So, if you have any questions, you can ask.
I have one question, actually. So, what happens if you feel like you're getting a receding gum line? Like, is there something better to do in terms of brushing or in terms of, like, doing anything different to help prevent it?
So, you think you're getting a receding gum line?
Mm-hmm.
Where is it?
On my bottom tooth.
Okay. Well, when you go to your dentist every 8 or 9 months, you can ask him to look, or him or her. You shouldn't brush with a hard brush. You shouldn't brush side to side. But there are some teeth that they're just positioned kind of in the bone in a way that there's not a lot of bone covering them. So, for example, your upper two front teeth that kind of stick out just a little bit may not have as much bone, and therefore the gum is more susceptible to being brushed away, basically.
Okay.
But even if you have the receding gum line, it can be fixed. It's called a graft, a connective tissue graft.
Okay.
So you can look and see if, have your dentist look and see if maybe you need one of those.
Okay.
Okay. Mike, do you have any questions? No questions? Okay. Well, thanks so much, guys.
Thank you.
And
that was fun.
Yeah. And you had a good time golfing?
A great time golfing. Great time golfing.
Good. And we raised a lot of money for Down syndrome?
Yeah. Great day, great weather, and you know, it's fun hanging out with people and attempting to shoot some good golf.
Well, and tell the people about all the wonderful prizes, not what you won, but just like maybe for next year, they should probably come, shouldn't they?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I had a great time, longest drive and closest to the pin, proximity, and raffle at the end was great. Tons of great prizes.
Yeah, my staff does a great job at getting people to donate prizes. Denise did a lot of that. And most people leave here with a prize that's worth more than they paid to golf.
Oh, yeah. For sure. Yeah. I mean, I feel like I got paid to golf today.
Yeah, you almost
great
did.
Great food as well.
Good. Well, thanks, guys. You guys have a great day, and maybe we'll see you here next year.
Thank you very much.
Okay, bye-bye. All right, it really is true that it's you do leave there most likely with a prize that is worth more than what you paid to golf. So keep checking for next year's, it'll be the fourth annual Dr. Kvitko Golf Classic. We don't have the actual date or location yet, but keep tuned in to either this radio show every Sunday, or you can go to dentallyspeaking.com, and we'll try to keep it updated there as well. And so... I'm sorry, before I get too far along, let me just say that right now the responses to our question of the day, which is the use of laughing gas getting more or less popular? And so far about, it's going like 60% of the people think it's more popular than less popular. Well, that'll keep changing as the show goes along, and we'll definitely give you updates and also the answer, the real answer at the end of the show. All right, before we move along, let me just remind people that this show is available by podcast by going to www.am1230wyts.com. Once there, hold your mouse over the on-air button, and in the drop-down box, click on Dr. Kvitko. And once you've done that, you'll go to my page. There's a little smile there with a Fox Radio Sports logo. Fox Sports Radio, AM 1230 logo. And there's a spot there where it says click here for podcasting. So you can go ahead and click there and be able to listen to any show that we've ever done. And it's very simple. And that way, if you have a friend that didn't get to listen and you want them to be able to hear a particular show or segment of a show, you can let them know how to do that. Another way of listening to the show is by going to iTunes. You can download the podcasts on iTunes by searching either Dentally Speaking or Dr. Kvitko. All right? So just, keep that in mind. And, one more thing. You can follow me on Twitter by going to www.twitter.com/Dr. Kvitko. And it's DrKvitko. That's the way we spell it. No period after doctor, just DrKvitko. And I just put out tweets about the things that are going on in my life and the kinds of things that I've done at the office and so on. I don't know. Some people find it interesting, and there are days when it is and days when it's not. But feel free to follow me. All right, so we need to go to a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk to Libby's sister, Rebecca, a little bit about Libby Turner herself, the one who we raise all this money in the name of for the Down Syndrome Association. You're listening to Dentally Speaking on AM 1230 WYTS, and we'll be right back. Welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Thanks for joining me. It's a great Sunday. Of course, any Sunday is great when you can wake up and fog the mirror. That's the way I like to think of it. If I can wake up and, if I can wake up and complain, it's going to be a good day because I'm up. I'm awake. I'm alive. Love life. Love living. And, I've kind of dedicated my life to making other folks' lives better by changing lives with smile makeovers, by being very kind and gentle and courteous to folks while they're in the dental chair, trying to take what most people perceive as an unpleasant event and turn it into an actually pleasant one. All right, remember, the question of the day is the use of laughing gas getting more or less popular? Before the break, I said that about 60% of the people were saying it was more popular. Those numbers have changed slightly. It's now down to about only 55% of people think that it is more popular than before. So we'll keep you updated as the show progresses. As I mentioned, we are going to listen to an interview that I did now of Rebecca Miesmer. She is Libby Turner's sister. And obviously Miesmer is a married name. And I thought it would be nice to give my listeners a chance to hear a little bit about Libby herself, because we talk so much about her. So let's go ahead and listen. Okay. Well, you know, I just got through interviewing a gentleman who has a son who happens to have Down syndrome, and I got to thinking that I should also interview Rebecca, who is Libby's sister. Many of you know that we're raising money in Libby's name. We have a team known as Libby's Tooth Buds with the Down Syndrome Association. So if you want to donate, you can go there. It's Down Syndrome Association of Central Ohio. That would be DSACO.org. Okay. So anyway. So here, Rebecca, tell me a little bit. We were talking before the interview. You were telling me how old Libby is. How old is Libby?
Libby's 57 years old. She was 57 in June. And she's outlived the normal life of a Down syndrome person. And my husband and I took her into our home after our dad passed away in December. And I'd always made promises to my dad that I would take care of her, and I'm keeping that promise, and my husband's absolutely fantastic with her.
Good, and your husband is Jack, right?
Yes.
Okay, and 57, obviously I know Libby, she does not look 57.
No, she doesn't, and that's one of the characteristics of Down syndrome children. They have, or Down syndrome people, I should say, they have very childlike faces, and they don't age like we do. They just...
What do you think, why do you think Libby has lived to 57? I mean, she's still going strong, but...
Good genes.
Good genes?
From my dad. He lived to be 93.
Okay. So good, you don't mean like Wrangler?
No.
Well, I guess it had to be chick genes or something cool like that, right?
And Down syndrome is caused by an extra gene. It's a genetic trait that is passed down from parent to child to other children. I could have been Down syndrome instead of Libby. It was just by the grace of God that my genes were okay.
And it's actually, she has an extra chromosome.
Yes, she does.
It's called trisomy 21 for the people in the medical field.
Yes, it is.
Which means three number 21 chromosomes instead of two. And but it was first described by a Dr. Down.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Who it became known as Down syndrome.
And one of the amazing things about my sister is that when she was born, her doctors told my mother and father to put her in an institution. She would be nothing but a vegetable. And she walks, she talks, she does everything that you and I do.
I can attest to that. She definitely talks.
Yes, she does. She's got quite a sense of humor, too.
I know. They're very, very fun. She's very fun to have in the office. And I understand that walking had gotten a little difficult, and we were talking, and you said that she had some kind of a surgery. First of all, what was causing her to have trouble walking, and what did they find?
They found that the third, fourth, fifth, and sixth vertebrae in her neck were deteriorating and causing pressure on the spinal column, which made the spinal cord not move. There's a gel or a liquid in the spinal cord that allows in the spinal column that allows the spinal cord to float.
Okay.
And so when they did the surgery and opened up and gave the spinal cord room to float, her doctor said that he was getting some very good electrical impulses. So her walking, her talking, she'd lost the use of her left hand. Everything is coming back, and she's only 7 weeks out of surgery.
And you know what? I'm not sure, but you were living with her, so you know, I'm going to guess throughout the whole thing, she had a smile on her face.
Pretty much. There were some tough days, but she always perked up. She was in a lot of pain at first.
And I also just thought, she is 57, and but she lives with you, and she's given you permission to kind of talk to us and do this interview, right?
Yes, she has.
Okay, because it's, I know we think of Down syndrome folks as almost youngsters, as children, like you said, but the reality is she's pushing 60.
That's right. And she works 3 days a week. She works at Arc North, which is a It's run by Franklin County. Every county has an MRDD program, and Arc North is one of the places that she works 3 days a week. She has a school bus that comes and picks her up at the door, drops her off at home. They have a cafeteria, so she gets to order her own lunch there, and she loves it.
That's cool. What I want to do is I want to ask you a little bit more about how we came to know Libby and her dental care over the years, so that we can tie it in with our show. So in just a second, I'm going to ask you some more questions, okay?
Sure.
We'll be right back after the break. Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Thanks so much for getting up and joining me. It's a glorious Sunday. Just a great day. Anytime you can get up and fog the mirror, it's going to be a great day. Let's continue our interview that we were having with Rebecca Miesmer, who is Libby Turner's sister. And after this one, I'll give out some more info. By the way, the phone number is 821-1230 if you want to give your guesses, and you can send your emails to dentallyspeaking on am1230@yahoo.com. Here's more of my interview with Rebecca. All right, well, we're talking with Rebecca Miesmer, who happens to be Libby Turner's sister. I'm not going to say older or younger. If she wants you guys to know, she'll tell you. But and Rebecca is giving me some insight into Libby, who we just heard is 57 years old, which is much older than the normal Down syndrome lifespan. And I'm curious, what is the normal age or lifespan for someone who happens to have Down syndrome?
Most Down syndrome people start, their organs start to fail in their, I would say, mid-40s.
Mid-40s, okay. So, and that's when it starts. Would you say that by the time one reaches 50, or many of them don't make it past 50?
Yes, probably. And they also have, there's also, I just found out, 100% dementia with Down syndrome, older Down syndrome people. Fortunately, Libby hasn't shown any signs of dementia, but it's almost guaranteed that she will have some.
Well, I have signs of dementia. We all have signs of dementia.
So do I. I hate that.
So that's just like normal, right?
Yes, pretty much.
Okay. Now, I wanted to ask you, over the years, and I know that you were not her guardian for most of the time she lived with your dad, but you did grow up together. Mm-hmm. And what kind of dental considerations did you see? Was it easy for your dad to find dental care for her? I'm asking a lot of questions at once here, I'm sorry. And so why don't I stop there, and then I'll ask you more.
Okay. My dad in his older years was not taking very good care of his own teeth or Libby's teeth, and I happened to just come to Dr. Kvitko on like a lark. I walked into your office and said, "Can you help me with my dental care?" And of course I became one of your patients. And after about 2 years of really paying attention to Libby's teeth, I decided to bring her here because I had found out how comfortable and careful and funny and you just have a wonderful staff, and I knew that you would do well with her.
Well, thanks. So, but you were looking for then, you felt like she needed special caring staff then. I mean, you just wouldn't want to take her anywhere is what you're saying?
I would never take her just anywhere.
Okay, and when you first brought her, I remember, and I think it's probably okay to talk about what we found, she had an abscess. Had she been complaining of a toothache, or do you remember, did we just find it?
I think we just found it. I don't think it had started to bother her yet.
So I think we had a conversation, is she just really tough and not, you know, she can put up with the pain, or did she not realize it? But she had some things going on, didn't she?
Yes, she did, some very serious things.
So I guess for those listeners who happen to have kids who have Down syndrome, I guess we want to encourage them to take them on a more regular basis, maybe?
Absolutely, because there are a lot of not only Down syndrome, but handicapped people who just don't get their teeth taken care of for whatever reason. I don't know if it's because the family doesn't have time or they just don't see that they need dental care, but it's very pervasive that handicapped people don't get as good a dental care as the majority of people.
Do you think it's the dental offices? Do you think that maybe they don't cater enough? Or do you think that it's more the family just feeling like maybe she's not going to be able to sit through this, and so maybe why should I even try and put her through it?
Well, a lot of times the I think the fear of the pain, a lot of still today a lot of people have are ashamed of their Down syndrome people and don't want them out in the regular society, because we do get some stares and people are sometimes rude. But I think it's so necessary for everybody to have good dental care, because that's part of what keeps you alive.
Right, right. It keeps you healthy. Or we now know there's the connection between gum disease and heart disease, meaning you can get heart disease from gum disease.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really surprised. I guess I must be living in a bubble, because I didn't realize there were still stairs. I've always thought of people that happen to have Down syndrome as these wonderful, happy people, and I just love watching them, and I'd like to be a fly on a wall when they're interacting with each other.
Our society is still not a very understanding society of Down syndrome. I don't know why, but they look, a lot of them look different. They may have a gait problem, a walking problem. They may have hands that they hold differently. But you do still get a lot of stares.
Huh. Now, the other day, my wife and I, where were we? We were, was it a restaurant? I think we were at a restaurant. And there was this family that came in, and they had three young children. And the middle child, you could tell, had happened to have Down syndrome. And I keep saying happened to have, because that's what I know that people that have this don't want to be labeled as a Down syndrome. They're just a person, mm-hmm. a person first, who happens to have Down syndrome, right?
And they also like to be called handicapable.
Exactly, exactly.
Not handicapped.
And exactly. And when I said to my wife, I said, you know, I know where we were. We were getting a driver's license renewed. So it was at the DMV.
Okay, yeah.
BMV or whatever they call it, bowel movement, whatever they call it. So, well, that's a BM, right? Anyway, like I said, three children. The middle child was, you could tell, has the features of someone who happens to have Down syndrome. And I said to my wife, I said, you know, those parents need to give them a lot of credit, because they didn't stop there. I mean, in some cases, it would be, they would think, gee, now we have extra medical bills, extra maybe tutoring, a lot of extra work involved. Maybe we should stop, but they didn't. So what do you think about that? Is that cool or what?
I think it's very cool. My mom took my sister to school with her. When we were living at home, there wasn't special education classes in our school district. So my mom called another district who had special education classes, and my mom got a job there and took Libby to school every single day. She graduated when she was 21 years old. She walked across that stage just like everybody else, as proud as can be.
We'll be right back after the break.
So hear me when I'm saying, smiling faces sometimes.
Welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko. Today's discussion is a series of Teeth Across America interviews. Most recently, we've been focusing on an interview that I did with Rebecca Miesmer, who happens to be the sister of Libby Turner. Libby Turner happens to have Down syndrome, and we raise money for the Down Syndrome Association of Central Ohio in Libby's name each year. And we call our team Libby's Tooth Buds. And so let's go ahead and continue with the interview that I did with Rebecca. So before the break, Rebecca was telling me about how Libby graduated at age 21, walked across that stage, and got her diploma, and I bet that was a really, really proud time for the entire family.
Oh my gosh, yes. There was such a party afterwards.
Such a party.
And I know Libby likes to dance.
Oh, yes, she does. She does like to dance.
Libby is so cute. When she first came, she, after what, about the first couple of visits, she told me that I was her boyfriend, right?
Yes.
She said that she was going to marry me.
And she would like to marry anybody.
Well, and unfortunately, after about a year, I was replaced.
Yes, by her boyfriend, Mike.
Who she met at ARC, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah, actually at Matco, which is in Madison County. She now goes to ARC, which is in Franklin County. Because when my dad died, our dad died, she had to be transferred from one county to another. And that took quite a... That took about 4 months.
And Libby figured out a way to get her boyfriend transferred too, didn't she?
No. No, he's not transferred.
Oh, he's not transferred?
But I do have a story to tell you, which I think is typical of my parents. My mom was a school teacher, and after Libby graduated, my mom taught for a couple of more years, and then she stopped teaching, and it was just she and Libby at home. My dad was still working. And I begged and pleaded with my mom and dad to take a look at the MRDD facilities in Madison County. And they would have nothing to do with that.
They're in Madison County, right?
Yes. Oddly enough, my mom being a teacher, I thought that she would more than welcome a place for Libby to go and work. But mom was very overprotective. And so Libby sat at home for, gosh, after mom died, Libby sat at home for about 10 years. And watch TV all day.
Wow, so she's probably really good at Price is Right, huh?
Oh, she loves Price is Right. And All My Children, all those ABC shows. But then my dad's best friend's son sat down and talked to him one day and told him about the Madison County workshop and how he should go check it out. And I mean, this was a heart-to-heart talk because Steve had almost become the son my dad never had.
Okay.
So my dad called me and told me that he was going to go over and look at the facility, and I said, I am too, and I'm bringing my friend. So we went over, took Libby, and she loved it. There was a lot of activity going on, and there were a lot of people going on, a lot of stimulus for her.
So it's not like you're actually hooking her up to a plow and having her plow the fields, right?
You're right. She doesn't like to do that anyway.
You tried it?
I can't even get her to run the mop.
Okay.
But that's okay, because I don't like to mop either. But my dad and I and my friend and Libby went over, and we were shown everything, and then the person who was showing us around left the room for a minute. And I said, what do you think, Dad? And he goes, I think this would be okay. But she probably will be on a waiting list for, you know, at least 6 months.
6 month waiting list to get a job, huh?
No.
No?
She was on the bus. She was on the bus the next day.
How's that?
They just pushed all the paperwork right through, and she started working the next day, and that's been the best thing that's ever happened to her, because now she feels just like you and I. She earns a living. She goes to work. She earns a living. She gets a paycheck. She is so proud.
Yeah, that's great, isn't it? A lot of us complain about having a job, and she loves the fact that she has a job.
Yes, it makes her feel like part of society, and she really is.
She now lives with you, so as far as her dental habits, do you have to help her brush her teeth, or does she do this herself? I don't know. I mean, she's 57 years old, of course, but she probably doesn't have the dexterity to really do a good job. And I'm just curious, how does that happen? I mean, I know when she comes in that she needs her teeth clean. It's not like they're spotless, but tell me what happens at home.
Well, we sometimes have to remind her to brush her teeth.
Which we have to remind normal people. I hate to say normal. You know what I'm talking about. I have to remind you sometimes, probably. And my kids and all that. Okay, so what else?
And so I got her an electric toothbrush because her dexterity isn't very good. And she loves that electric toothbrush. It's so much easier for her.
Yeah, and we recommend that anyone who has a little bit of a physical disability who doesn't have the dexterity, it could be somebody that's, I don't know, had a stroke or arthritis. Yeah, arthritis. It could be... like my brother is mentally challenged and he doesn't have the great motor skills. You can't tell to look at him. Mm-hmm. Has all 10 fingers and everything. So yeah, those have been great. Those are great for anybody, honestly, as long as you're using it correctly. So okay, so we have the you call it electric toothbrush. It's not, is it kind of the rotates or is it the sonic? I think it's the sonic, isn't it? It's the sonic one. Okay.
Yeah.
And then what else? So besides reminding her and getting her a mechanical toothbrush, we'll call it mechanical, What else?
Well, she often says, when am I going to see Dr. Kibitko again?
So she likes coming?
She loves coming here because everybody makes over her and really treats her with such respect and dignity.
Well, I guess I thought that was standard, and I hope that we're not the only office doing that. But and if there are dental students or dentists listening, you know, take notice that these are great people, and they just sometimes need a little extra special care. But then, hey, don't we all?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, we're all looking for a little extra. You're listening to Dentally Speaking here on AM 1230 WYTS, and we'll be right back. Welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kibitko. Today we've been doing some Teeth Across America interviews, primarily an interview with Rebecca Miesmer, who is Libby Turner's sister. And Libby Turner happens to have Down syndrome, and we raise a lot of money for Down syndrome. Before I go to our final segment of that interview, let me just tell you that today's question of the day, the answer is that there's actually less nitrous oxide being used these days than previously. Now, by the way, your vote was something like 75% of you thought it would be more. And it's actually less. And all I can think of is that I think nitrous oxide isn't enough for some of you anymore. We're having to do oral sedation and IV sedation. It's not that people are all of a sudden getting more brave or anything like that. So anyway, yeah, there you go. And let's get on to this final segment of this interview, because I definitely want to fit it in before today's show ends. So here we go. All right, so, you know, I think it's pretty clear. People that happen to have Down syndrome are just like the rest of us. They just happen to have a third chromosome, a third number 21 chromosome. And by the way, I have this feeling that, sounds like the ice cream man's coming, huh? I have this feeling that, you know how you talk about survival of the fittest, and we like to think of that as maybe like the strongest one in the jungle, like the... Here, let's just get this song on the air. It's the ice cream man, right?
No, it's my phone.
Oh, it's her phone. Sorry. It's okay. Hey, that's what happens. It's live radio. What can you do? But anyway, I have this feeling, and I told the people of the Down Syndrome Association just on Monday. I said, the survival of the fittest, in my mind, always seemed to be like the strongest one in the jungle. The lion or the strongest man is going to survive. Is that what your impression has been over the years?
No.
No, what's yours been?
The strongest to survive are the people who have loved ones around them to help them to help them develop. And one of the factors of my sister that amazes me is she never gets really angry, and if she's angry, she's only mad for a minute. She has one of the most joyful souls ever.
Yeah, that's really neat. I have this feeling that there could be someday, there could be like a virus or a bacteria that comes and wipes out everybody except those people who happen to have Down syndrome. Think about it.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, that extra chromosome might be what saves them.
The world. Yeah, saves, yes.
So I can envision this time where, it may never happen, but can you picture a world where everyone has that third number 21 chromosome, happens to have Down syndrome? It'd probably be a pretty happy world, wouldn't it?
It would not only happy, but peaceful.
Yeah, right. Okay, I do appreciate you talking to me. I know you have to go. Let's talk a little bit about the buddy walk. I know it's September 13th. I'll be there. We have a team called Libby's Tooth Buds. Libby will be there. We're going to dance and we're going to walk. But what else do you know that you can tell the listeners?
It's a Crew Stadium. Jack Hanna always has animals. We have cheerleaders from Ohio State and some of the local high schools. Arnett Howard always is there.
He does it out of the kindness of his heart, doesn't he?
He does almost everything out of the kindness of his heart, I think. And it's just really, really heartwarming to see all of these Downs people and all of the rest of their families just loving them and enjoying them and taking the time to show the rest of the world that Downs people are okay.
Right, they're normal folks just like you and I, and they love and want to be loved, and we need to go out and support them. So if you want to be enlightened, if you want to feel good, show up on September 13th, even if you don't know anyone, you know, firsthand,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yes, absolutely.
Just come and what?
Somebody. Because they'll just come up and start talking to you. They're so friendly.
Next thing you know, you'll be engaged, like
That's
me.
That's right.
Exactly. All right, Rebecca. Well, thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Thank you, Dr. Kibitko.
Well, thanks so much for listening. We are at the end of our show. Obviously, the information that you heard was about this past year's Down Syndrome Buddy Walk. Tune in to their website or dentallyspeaking.com for next year's times and place. Thanks again. See you next Sunday.